This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And don't forget, all Focus archives available now and always on KJJR.com. And today we have a return guest to Focus on the Flathead. She is Carrie Klepper. She is from the Whitefish Songwriter Festival. Carrie, hey, welcome back. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me back. We're so excited about this festival. We want to talk about it as much as we can.
Definitely. And we want to get an update. You were here a few months ago and things are really getting rolling, just getting started. And we want to see where you are and how things are going with ticket sales, all your needs, what's happening in the next month or so. And then some of the artists coming to Montana. So this is a big festival in September. So we have a little time to talk about it and hope to have you back again with updates throughout the whole thing. So that's going to be nice. So let's find out, since you were here before, give us some updates on the festival. And by the way, it starts, there's three big days of the thing, 16th through the 18th in September.
That's right. 16th through the 18th, three big days of songwriting. A songwriting experience is actually what it will be. And we have 24 songwriters coming to town, six hit songwriters. So these are songwriters that have created music. You would not recognize their names, but you will recognize their songs. They've created over 30 number one hit songs. Wow. As a combined group. So it's incredible. So it, kind of what the experience is going to be is you've been listening to your favorite songs on the radio, you know, growing up and everything else. And then, but you don't know what they're really about, or you can kind of guess what they're really about. But then when you have the opportunity to sit down and listen to the person that actually created that song, and you understand why they did it, what the inspiration was, and the stories behind how it, the journey of that song and how it made it to the top of the charts. And then that song becomes a completely different meaning. It brings a completely different meaning to you. And because a lot of times you'll hear a song and it'll be, oh, that reminds me of when I was in high school. That reminds me when I was in college. Well, now you're going to hear that song and you're going to know the whole story behind it.
Yeah, that is true. That is so true. And I noticed another thing about, you know, after listening to some of these ladies and gentlemen that are coming, your listening experience is different as well, because you really start listening to the lyrics.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not all about the beat anymore. It's, you know, you're listening to the lyrics.
Right. And well, and then when you hear that song and you've got some friends with you, you can say, well, I know the songwriter and this is a real story behind this song.
I love that. And that is kind of why people go to songwriter festivals, is the story behind the song, really, don't you think?
Yeah, it brings a whole new element to a music experience.
Now, we should start with this a little bit, too. This really started as a grassroots thing in another part of Montana, right?
Right. So actually, this is the first year for the Whitefish Songwriter Festival. But this will be the fifth year for the Red Lodge Songwriter Festival. So Mike Booth, a good friend of mine, is the one that brought me into the whole project. So his festival is actually June 24th through 26th. So we're down to the last. I think we have 15 days to go.
And you'll be in Red Lodge, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk sponsors a little bit. We talked about how to be involved in the last visit, a month and a half, 2 months ago. This is funded by the ticket sales, contributions, and sponsorships, right?
Yep, that's the only way that we can fund this. So, and we are a nonprofit, so there are opportunities to have deductions and other benefits that come with you sponsoring. But we have about 30 sponsors right now, which are great. Our lowest sponsorship is a bronze sponsorship for $1,000, and we go up to a $5,000 gold sponsorship. And Glacier Bank just recently became one of our $5,000 sponsors, and they are hosting the Depot Park event that we're doing, which is a free show, so that we don't have not all the shows are ticketed, because we want everyone to be able to experience the festival. So we will really encourage people to come out on Saturday the 18th to watch that show.
That's going to be great. And before we go to our break here in about a minute and a half, we're going to talk about this more than once today. The early bird tickets are on sale right now. You can get them right now.
That's right. Just go to whitefishsongwriterfestival.org. And I encourage everyone to do it very, very quickly, because we are running out of the early bird special tickets. We extended so that we'll give you till July 1st to buy those tickets. But it's a screaming deal right now. It's a real promotion that we want to get out there to get everyone out there to buy tickets as quickly as possible.
That's at whitefishsongwriterfestival.org. And what are they going to see when they open that up?
They'll go to the site. There's a button right on the front page of the front landing page that says buy tickets. Just click that button and it'll take you to the early bird special tickets.
Get that early bird ticket now and save some cash. And we're talking to Carrie Klepper. She is, what is your title, by the way, your official title with the music festival?
I'm the executive producer.
That's pretty important. Yeah. We have the executive producer
I'm
with
really
us right now.
Important.
We're going to be talking about the masterclass, which is something a lot of people are very interested in. Who's coming? The artists, we'll talk about that. And of course, the dates one more time, September 16th through the 18th. Save that right now. That's very important. The biggest thing to come to Whitefish this summer, or at least late this summer, is the Whitefish Songwriter Festival. We'll be back to talk more with Carrie Klepper right here at Focus on the Flathead on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank, Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are back. This is Focus on the Flathead, and this is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And we want to thank our sponsors again, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, for making this show possible every weekend. Our guest today, Executive Director of the Whitefish Songwriter Festival. Welcome back, Carrie Klepper. Carrie, thanks again for being here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Now, let's talk about some of the artists this time around, because the list is long and it's very, very good. And you did a little preview concert with them. Was that back last fall?
We did that September 17th.
Great. You had it out at the Lodge at Whitefish Lake, and people got a little taste of what's coming this fall. Costas was there. A lot of Montanans know Costas. He's actually performed here in the Flathead before back in the day, and he's one of the gentlemen coming to the festival.
Yeah, we've got Costas. Costas has got multiple hit songs. He's done a lot of songs with Patti Loveless. Blame It on Your Heart is one of his big songs. And we've got Even Stevens, who did a ton of music with Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night, Driving My Life Away. I mean, those are all songs I'm sure people have heard of.
Yep. All the big ones.
Yeah, real big ones.
Yeah. And, you know, it was amazing to hear him talk about how many songs, because they were great friends, and they wrote over 300 songs together.
That's right.
Not all of them were big hits, but some were monster hits.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know, he's literally changed American culture with his music.
Yeah.
And then we have James Dean Hicks and Angela Cassett and Brett Jones. So that's our big hit songwriter lineup. We do also have Susan Gibson, who's coming. She will be teaching our master class, and she will be one of our rising star songwriters. But she does have her one hit.
Yeah, Dixie Chicks song, right?
Yes, the Dixie Chicks. Yes, her story is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
She basically wrote that song in her dorm room down at the University of Montana. The person that helped produce it was the father of the lead singer of the Dixie Chicks, and he just presented it to him, and they thought, let's try it. We'll just go out and do it at a few of our concerts, and it was very well received. And so the next thing you know, they're naming their next album Wide Open Spaces, which is the name of her song.
Yeah. You know, and I listened to that with a whole different ear because I have a daughter that left home kind of like that. That is an amazing song, actually. And I never really listened to the lyrics. It was more about the beat and the feel of the song for me. Now, Randy Montana, that's a name a lot of people know too. Is he coming to the festival?
Yep. Randy Montana will be there. He's got, he does a lot with Luke Combs and many others. And his dad's actually he did a lot with Garth Brooks, Billy Montana. Billy won't be here. He's actually at the Red Lodge Songwriter Festival. But A Beer Never Broke My Heart that Luke Combs just came out with.
Number one.
Yes, number one. So that's, yeah, you can't miss Randy.
Okay, so you got a lot of great, great voices coming, but more than that, songwriters. Are any of them going to be helping out with the master class, I should say?
Yeah, so Susan Gibson is our main instructor, and then Jackson Emmer, who's another one of our songwriters, one of our rising stars. And then, of course, we expect surprises. The hit songwriters usually always come in and meet all the students. It's about 20 students. It's a great opportunity if you are an aspiring songwriter or a current songwriter and you want to really sharpen your skills. This class is a great class.
How do they get into it?
They can go on the website, same thing, whitefishsongwriterfestival.org, and look at the songwriter tab, and the class is listed there. And we only have 20 slots, so, and I think we've filled quite a few of them, so I would also not wait to do that. I'd act quickly and get signed up for that.
Okay, that sounds great. And before we go, can you just describe how those 3 days are going to go and what's going to happen here in Whitefish?
We start out on Thursday. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday event. And during the days, we will be in the bars and restaurants of downtown Whitefish. And that's where the rising star songwriters will be performing. Mm-hmm. We'll have two or three songwriters that will be on stage, depending on the size of the venue. And they will basically get up there and do what they call a guitar pull. They just sit, they tell a story, they play a song, then they go to the next person that's on stage. They tell a story, they sing a song. And it's this amazing experience as the, you watch the two or three of them on stage work together and laugh and tell their story. Stories and cry or whatever they need to do. And then in the evenings is when we have our hit song songwriters performing, and they'll be in the theaters. They'll be in the Whitefish Performing Arts Center and the O'Shaughnessy Center. Another thing that we're doing is, as I mentioned earlier, is the Depot Park show. It's a free show that we'll be doing on Saturday afternoon. We highly recommend that you bring the whole family, your lawn chair and towel or whatever you need, blanket, and be on that in Depot Park for that show. We'll be featuring Luke Dowler, who won the Flatheads Got Talent songwriter contest that we did.
And the singing part of it. This guy is multi-talented.
Yes, Luke. We're getting a real plug out there for you, Luke. Yeah, he won both of them, right? Yeah,
very, very talented young man. We're excited about this, and it is the Whitefish Songwriter Festival. And Carrie, you're welcome back. Give us updates throughout the thing all the way till September. Want to say the dates again, the 16th through the 18th. Save the date. Get those early bird tickets. The website one more time.
WhitefishSongwriterFestival.org.
That's Carrie Klepper. She's the executive director of the Whitefish Songwriter Festival. Carrie, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. See you next week right here on Focus on the Flathead.